Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ Scientist, Worcester. Freedom from all sorts of problems that life presents. That's what we've been discussing on Morning Prayer this week. We started the week with the biblical promise from God that He's with us to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke. And we've seen examples from the Bible showing that this promise is kept. We saw how the Apostle Paul, transformed by a life-changing encounter with the divine, was freed from wickedness. We saw how Moses, following God's guidance, led his countrymen out of oppression to freedom. And we saw how Abraham broke free of some material limitations and had a child in his old age. We've also seen a common thread in all these escapes. The people were willing to put off standard ways of thinking in favor of more spiritual perspectives. This enabled them to get beyond the limitations those conventional ways of thinking and acting would impose. They found their freedom when they were willing to follow God to the best of their ability. The psalmist said, "I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts." And these biblical characters found that to be true. They found liberty by understanding God better. That can work for us today, too. Paul said, "We should not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage, because we've been called unto liberty." May we all hear that divine call, follow where it leads, and be free from whatever oppresses us. Amen.